think we were talking with my other aunt earlier and figured out that y'all are fifth generation Athenians.
It won't be less. It could be more.
It might be more. So tell me a little bit about growing up in Athens. What was it like?
I grew up on Deering Street. My grandmother lived a block up the street. I had cousins on the street. I was one of four children. And so I grew up in this little idyllic world that the entirety really was basically Deering Street, and with a lot of kids and also a lot of elderly people, you know, people's grandparents and people that age. So it was a great experience.
Yeah. What would a perfect day have been like when you were a kid?
Well, it would be summertime. And we had an empty lot, partial empty block up the street, and there was a baseball field there, a big open field. We played baseball. We did lots of group activities with children with no supervision from parents. So there was nobody out there telling us how to, somebody else's turn to do this or don't do that. It was really a wonderful way to grow up. We had Tom Thumb weddings. We would have talent shows on our front porch.
What's a Tom Thumb wedding?
A Tom Thumb wedding is like a miniature wedding. Okay. I have a picture of my grandmother in a Tom Thumb wedding when she was about 6 years old, and as the bride dressed up in a white dress with a veil, and with her partner, her pretend husband, who was probably around that age too. I actually don't know anybody else in Athens that did that, but we did.
How did you and Uncle Buddy meet? Because I don't know this either.
The first time I remember meeting him was in sixth grade. Someone was having what was called a prom party. Have I ever told you this?
No.
All right. Well, this is not like a high school prom. This is like promenade, a walk. And what you do, you go to somebody's house, and you'd have a card that was like a dance card, which really looks like a bridge tally. You probably don't know what either one of those things look like. A little folded card with lines, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So a little boy, would ask you for the first prom, and you would go out and walk around the block in the dark with your prom partner. And sometimes they try to kiss you at that early age. And then the mother would ring the bell, and you go back to the house. And then you go to prom with another guy.
Oh.
And I truly don't know anybody else that did this anywhere in the United States.
I've never heard of
and
this.
And I think it came from New York City. So I was supposed to go with Buddy Allen, mm-hmm. whom I didn't know who he was. But in sixth grade, I was my current height. I was 5'7".
Okay.
And anytime I ask about him, the first time somebody leaned over as if they were going to give the height of a little dog and say, well, he's real little.
Aw.
So he didn't grow until he was 16. And he and Mark Wilson came up to pick up me and Nancy Whitaker at Nancy's house. And Mr. Wilson drove, and they put us in the back seat. They got up front with him, and we drove to my cousin Alec Neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we met. That's the first time I met him.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. That's so interesting. Yeah, I've never heard of this.
No, it's unique.
You've stayed in Athens more or less your whole life, right?
Yes.
So how has it changed over the years?
Well, I realized that Athens was bigger than Deering Street.
Mm-hmm.
But it changed from a town of 20,000 to a unified government of 120,000. So that's a big change, just the growth. I think one of the big differences that I tell people now, it may not be important to some people, but we have great restaurants now. And when I was growing up, they just weren't great restaurants. How do you think your childhood from Clarendon, say?
Oh, well, I don't know. I spent a lot of time outside, too. We played in the woods a lot. I remember, riding a go-kart through the woods when I was, way too young, I think, to probably be driving a go-kart. Mm-hmm. We had this, rope swing that tied to a tree that was by a pump house, and so we would climb up onto the pump house and jump with the rope swing and go flying, which is probably not safe. I remember one time trying to hook a bicycle up to the swing to see how far we could go, but when you think through it, it doesn't make sense. We pushed each other around in barrels in the backyard occasionally. That was a good time. We rode our bikes around a lot too, around Winterville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was fun. Well, thanks for sitting down and talking with me, Aunt Lucy.
Thank you for participating, Jennifer.